greetings to all of you. Moments of Melody time. Two boys were talking. Jimmy, would you rather be a collision or an explosion? Jimmy answered, I don't know, Bobby. Which would you? Well, Bobby had to answer, an explosion. Because in a collision, there you are. But in an explosion, where are you? Well, it's a good question, Bobby. Where are you? You know, God asked Adam and Eve the question, where are you? Making it personal, just where am I? Physically? Mentally? Yes, and most important, spiritually.
Sooner or later the skies will be bright, tears will be all wiped away. Sooner or later then cometh the light, night will be turned into day. Sooner or later cares will have flown, sunshine and gladness we'll see. Sooner or later God calleth his own, with him forever to be.
The word of God to our hearts. For we know that when this tent we live in now is taken down, when we die and leave these bodies, we have a wonderful new home waiting for us up in heaven, a home that will be ours forevermore, made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We know these things are true by believing, not only by seeing. And we're not afraid, but are glad to be rid of these bodies. For then we'll be at home with the Lord. Whatever we do, it's certainly not for our own profit, but because Christ's love controls us now. He died for all so that all who live, having received eternal life from Him, might live no longer for themselves to please themselves, but to spend their lives pleasing Christ, who died and rose again for them. We began by recalling the story of the two boys and the question about the explosion and where are you? The Apostle Paul clearly answered the question, if we've trusted Christ as personal Savior, when we leave this tent on earth, we have a home in heaven.